peace, hip-hop, higher infinite power healing our people. You know what I'm saying? Conscious of crazy, conscience with knowledge on my crazy, crazy like the world, mentally unsound mind. Definitely ain't crazy. It's a lot going on right now. We got K-Dot rapping. Rapping crazy to the top three rappers, including himself, which he included that he's him. He's one. He's uno. But yeah. It's crazy. It's craziness going on, man. You know, like that, you know, it's crazy. Like I seen Future and I'm like, all right, cool. I didn't look at the track list. I didn't see, you know, I pay attention to Future sometimes, but you know, the talk of Friday. Kendrick throwing daggers, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't shots, it was daggers, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't no subliminals, it was hella direct slam, rants, like it was crazy. But I got Kendrick if you gotta face Drake or Drake or J. Cole. I like to see Drake responds, I like to see J. Cole responds, you know, but He done shut down the disclaimers like, yo, it's not a big three. I don't like these niggas if we ain't rapping. He's like, nah. Kendrick, man, true Gemini, old school Gemini, man. It's just crazy. I don't know. I think, yeah, J. Cole and them, I don't know if they really want to rap with Kendrick. We technically never seen Kendrick really in a beef. You know, he slap rappers around. That's what he does. I can't say that's a beef, is it? You know, but him and Drake, they had tension for years. You know what I'm saying? Had that Poetic Justice record. Outside of that, they didn't have no record anymore. You know what I'm saying? It was over. They ain't fuck with each other, man. I think Kendrick, man, throwing it for the take. I think Kendrick might as well drop this year as well. I know J. Cole's dropping this year. Drake, he always could be dropping, but we never know. If they all three dropped this year, that'd be crazy. But yeah, I think Kendrick, man, he's got something even more to prove. You know, his new rap style. You know, the hippie flow, and then the crazy the dots you connect and the schemes. He was scheming the whole time. You know, everything connected right back to, you know, Dogs and Drake's albums for the Dogs. Kendrick, man, he's a student. You know what I'm saying? I don't know about this. I don't see J. Cole. I don't know. They definitely ain't doing a duo album for sure. I don't see that shit happening no more. That shit ain't happening. But yeah, I think Kendrick, man, I can see him winning the battle. I see it. You know, just the angles he come, you know, he attacks just the schemes, man. This dude rapped 87 rhymes. He had 87 rhymes and 27 bars. It was like 24 bars, like. It was crazy. His schemes, his knowledge of hip hop, man. His knowledge of hip hop showed just in that diss record, like that. You know what I'm saying? And even Big Sean, Big Sean decided to drop on the wrong day. Big Sean and him becoming like Jay-Z and Nas, like, and Kendrick is Jay-Z on the petty side of things. But it's crazy. But Big Sean, he dropped something. I guess I heard, but you know. Like that, you know, took it by storm, you know what I'm saying? It took up the whole weekend, you know, took up the whole internet, you know what I'm saying? Still is running the internet. But yeah, and then now, I mean, shit, yeah, I just don't see Kendrick losing the beef. They got to. I seen a meme, Pusha T and Kendrick on the phone, like, yeah, man, like, it's a thin line between being an MC and being a real and true MC. You know what I'm saying? Or you could just be lyrical, but it's a thin line between being lyrical, a good rapper, and being a good, you know, a true MC, you know. But yeah, back to the scheming, like he paid homage to E-40, like, throughout his whole subliminals, all his lyrics. It's crazy. I don't see Kendrick losing the way. I don't know what J. Cole can do. I know what J. Cole can do, but you know, the only thing we seen with J. Cole was like him and Wale had a conversation on record. It wasn't even a diss. I really never seen J. Cole in a diss, or I mean, not in, in like a beef, you know, outside of what's his name, Diggy. You know what I'm saying? To copy and paste me, like, I don't see it. But yeah, shit's gonna get crazy. I don't know if Drake really wanna rap like that. I don't know. But, you know what I'm saying? He responded on stage, you know, with a little rant, but I see all bark, man. Kendrick, he you know, he's big. He's, yeah, man. I don't see it, man. Kendrick Debo, the rap game, man. He been Debo. They hiding their chains, tucking their chains, you know, running to the car. I don't know, man. It's crazy. Leaving their son on the ground, running to the car. I was saying. Yeah, Kendrick knocking niggas the fuck out, man. You know. And, you know, real recognized, real Common. Salute to Common, man. Common checked Aubrey as well, man. Plus, I, you know, yeah, it's crazy. That's a long story, but Common, man, his diss records are crazy. Ice Cube's diss records are crazy. You know, the list is up there for real, but Common, man, yeah, he been checking niggas for years. But Kendrick, he's there to really challenge rappers. Like, all right, cool, y'all talking this competitive rap, but if I really rapped, y'all wouldn't even. It's circles, you know what I'm saying? Circles running laps around MCs, but I think Kendrick still got that hunger. But on to the next news. Today is March 25th, 2024. Biggie's album, second album, final album, Life After Death, dropped March 25th, 1997. And today also, to tie it all back to everything, P. Diddy's houses get raided. LA house, Miami house, and New York house. It's some karma, man. Talking about 27 years. That shit is crazy. I don't know what's going on. Hey, man, it is fishy. You know, it's hell of a weekend. You know, we talking about Friday to Monday. All this shit turned loose. It's crazy in hip hop, in the hip hop world. Hey, man, I don't know what happened. Ain't no evidence presented to, you know, but nah, it's, you know how, we know how the things go, you know, we know how things on, you know, the truth eventually unravels, but yeah, shit is crazy, man. Shit is crazy going on, man. I don't know if you, hey, man, eventually the truth comes out, man. You know, it could take 27 years, it could take 50 years, but eventually that truth won't come out. Just like what Trump dealing with $464 million bond. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's a full circle on everything, man. You could lie. You could lie for decades. You could lie for two decades, man. Eventually, the truth gonna catch up to you, you know? And the truth is a hard pill to swallow, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? It's gonna be crazy, crazy couple days, man. Let's see how next Friday look. It's about to be crazy. But yeah, man, it's full circle, man. Talking about March 25th, 97, and you talking about March 25th, 2024. All this happened, Kicking the Door record. If you break down those lyrics, that's what happened to Sean John today. But it's craziness, man. It's a crazy year. Rap beefs are happening. Comics can't get along. Salute to Cat Williams. He opened the floodgates of, like, exposing the truth and, like, talking about truth perspectives and, you know, yeah. Hey, man. I'm for the truth, man. Regardless of how I look, the truth is, could be very ugly. But if you re-scramble the word truth, man, it's hurt. You know, truth ain't never been a peaceful pill to swallow, man. So it's about to get crazy out here. I don't know what's about to happen, but your favorite's been lying. This is how I back to hip hop. Your favorite's been lying. Your favorite's not. Nah, your favorite rappers don't even write. All that. Your favorite CEO don't pay his artists. All that. So it's a full circle moment, man. That's all I got, man. It's a little teaser, man. It's a hell of a day. Hell of 4 days. Back to back to back to back. But yeah, it's kind of sad, man. A little teaser for y'all. But yeah, we out. Peace.